When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The impossible journey. The freezer body of Joanne Romaine. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of quiet affluence, to the exclusive, tree-lined streets of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, a community where life is typically ordered, predictable, and safe. But in the winter of 2010, this veneer of suburban tranquility was pierced by a bewildering mystery, a disappearance so utterly inexplicable, so defying of all logic and natural laws, that it continues to torment a family and baffle investigators to this very day. This is the chilling case of the freezer body of Joanne Romaine and her impossible journey. Joanne Romaine was a 55-year-old woman, a devoted mother of four, and an active, beloved member of her community in Grosse Pointe Farms. She was known for her deep faith, her kindness, and her regular attendance at St. Paul on the Lake Catholic Church. She lived a stable, routine life, anchored by her family and her spiritual commitments. She was, by all accounts, a woman who meticulously planned her days, a fact that would make her sudden disappearance all the more confounding. The evening of January 22nd, 2010, was a typical Friday. Joanne attended an evening prayer service at her church. She left the service around 9:30 p.m., the last time she was seen alive by anyone other than her eventual killer, or whatever forces led to her demise. The temperature was near freezing, with ice beginning to form on the edges of Lake St. Clair, which bordered the church property. The next morning, Joanne's Lexus sedan was discovered by police. It was parked neatly in front of the church, as if she had just left it there. Crucially, the car was unlocked, and her purse, wallet, and cell phone were all still inside, sitting on the passenger seat. This immediately signaled something was gravely wrong. It was highly uncharacteristic for Joanne to leave her car unlocked, let alone abandon her personal effects. A missing person report was immediately filed, and a search began around the church and along the icy shoreline of Lake St. Clair. The initial police theory was swift and tragic. They concluded that Joanne Romaine, possibly in a moment of despair related to some personal struggles she was experiencing, had walked into the freezing waters of Lake St. Clair and drowned. Her body, they theorized, had simply been swept away by the lake's currents. This was the prevalent theory, quickly communicated to the distraught family. However, the Romaine family vehemently rejected this explanation. They pointed to several critical inconsistencies and facts about Joanne that made the police theory profoundly implausible. Firstly, Joanne had a lifelong, debilitating fear of water. She avoided swimming, even hated boats. The idea that she would willingly enter a freezing lake, especially alone at night, was utterly unthinkable to them. Secondly, she was wearing fashionable, high-heeled dress shoes, hardly appropriate footwear for wading into a lake. Lastly, there were no footprints in the fresh snow around her car leading to the lake, and the ground near the shore was icy and treacherous. The family became convinced that their beloved Joanne had not drowned herself, but had been the victim of foul play, and her body subsequently disposed of. For two agonizing months, the search continued, both by official channels and by the desperate efforts of the Romaine family and their community. Dive teams scoured Lake St. Clair, helicopters flew over the vast expanse, and search parties combed the shoreline. No trace of Joanne Romaine was found. The case grew colder, seemingly destined to remain a baffling disappearance. Then, on March 22nd, 2010, exactly 2 months to the day after she vanished, a horrifying discovery was made that completely shattered the prevailing police theory and plunged the case into a realm of profound physical impossibility. Joanne Romaine's fully clothed body was found in the icy waters of Lake Huron near Charlevoix, Michigan. The location was critical. Charlevoix is approximately 60 miles north of the last known point she could have entered Lake St. Clair. This discovery was a contradiction that defied all natural laws. Expert testimony from marine biologists and hydrologists confirmed it. The currents of Lake St. Clair, even if strong, could not have carried a body that far north into Lake Huron. The two lakes are connected by a system of rivers and channels, but the currents typically flow south, and there are multiple land masses and a large shipping channel that would have made such a natural drift utterly impossible. Furthermore, the area where her body was found in Lake Huron had been previously searched multiple times without success. It was as if her body had been placed there or had arrived through means unknown after countless prior searches. The medical examiner's report confirmed drowning as the cause of death, and no definitive signs of trauma were found that would indicate a struggle or physical assault before she entered the water. However, the circumstances of her discovery made the official conclusion of probable drowning suicide deeply unsatisfactory and highly controversial. The family's belief in foul play intensified. They pointed to inconsistencies in police actions, allegations of a cover-up, and potential familial disputes that they believed were not thoroughly investigated. They initiated their own investigations, hired private detectives, and filed lawsuits, desperately seeking answers that the authorities seemed unable or unwilling to provide. The case of Joanne Romaine became a chilling example of a death that simply defies logic. The impossible journey of her body from Lake St. Clair to Lake Huron, against natural currents and around land barriers, remains the central, confounding puzzle. It implies that someone, or something, physically moved her body, transporting it a significant distance, only to place it in a location that had already been cleared. The meticulous parking of her car, with her purse and phone left behind, further complicates any theory of suicide or spontaneous disappearance. The freezer body moniker, often used for such cases found in frigid waters, became apt not just for the chilling state of preservation the cold water offered, but for the profound coldness of the crime itself. A death so impossible that it left investigators frozen in confusion. What truly happened to Joanne Romaine on that cold January night in 2010, dear listeners? Did she, against all her known habits and fears, enter the icy waters of Lake St. Clair? Clair, only for some unknown, powerful force to carry her body 60 miles north to Lake Huron, defying the very laws of nature? Or was she a victim of a calculated murder, her body meticulously transported and placed in an impossible location by a killer so cunning that they left no trace, orchestrating a scene that would forever confound law enforcement? The terrifying implication is that the truth of her death is colder than the deepest lake, a secret buried in the vast, silent waters, leaving a family forever haunted by the impossible journey of Joanne Romaine. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.